So, hi, I'm Gabor, and I will talk about how it looks like in the QA wiki. So, if someone wants to join as a newcomer the QA team, fortunately, there is a lot of very useful wiki pages on how to do this. Thanks to Foundation employees, mostly Ilmari, Cisco, Stefan, and perhaps a lot others. So this is supposed to be good so far. But actually, let's ask ourselves, how useful is this actually in onboarding a newbie? And I ask this from myself because when there is a monthly QA blog about what the QA team did, there is this top 10 treasures section, and I always see the same names. Sometimes even I am in this group, but this last time I wasn't. But these are old contributors, and looks like there are no newcomers. That sounds like a problem. So let's get to testing how to do that. Let's take a newbie. So my wife was interested in this. Yes. It would have been better if I would have a university class, but I'm not a teacher, so that's what I can do. But still, she had some technical background even in this area, so let's just retrain her. Okay, so give her a few common tasks in QA, and I would suppose that someone based on just reading the wiki can do that, those simple tasks. Okay, and let's observe and what are the results. So first task, find the QA wiki from LibreOffice.org, find the QA wiki. It's hidden here in the testing QA menu item. Improve it is like not simple English, so that was a little bit of a turn off, but eventually it was successful. So far we are good. Second and third tasks. Install the nightly build. Why not? Test on the latest and greatest development version. And from the previous menu, it was successful. Good. Find the Bugzilla and register in that. Okay, this was also straightforward and easy. Soon we will get to the problematic parts. Okay, let's look up some unconfirmed bugs to confirm that recent reports are indeed valid or not. That's also something QA team does. So, from the wiki, I was supposing this should be easy task, but turns out not, and it was on the Bugzilla homepage, these links, such as bugs reported in the last 24 hours or 7 days, and that was straightforward, but this info was not on the wiki. So if someone goes to the wiki and asks, okay, how do I help? They don't find this information. But it's a trivial, simple task for a newcomer. Okay, so maybe this is an improvement opportunity for the wiki. Okay, five. Find bugs that need a bisect, which is something a little bit advanced. But I wanted to give some more difficult tasks as well. So finding the bisect page was of course easy, but then it was introducing a video about this topic, which is half an hour, and that's not what beginners want to watch. So that's not very useful anymore. And also finding the Windows specific bisect Git repositories was easy. There is a huge table in the wiki about those. Okay. What else? The Windows specific part of the wiki is somewhat confusing. There is a big table with all the repositories. We have like 20 or something like that already in the last 10 years, and we make one for every main release, so that's two repositories per year. Each of them are being like 8 or 10 gigabytes of disk space, so it is filling up your disk very quickly. And there was a releases repository at the end of the table, and she assumed it's important, but actually it was not. So finding the last few repositories which contain the most recent regressions, that was less easy to find, so that's also improvement opportunity. What else? Setting up the environment is a very short section in this page, and it said that you are supposed to download Git for Windows, but there was no link to that software, so that's a small banana peel, but now I have fixed it. Okay, another thing Cygwin is mentioned, that we used to recommend this, and this was somewhat of a red herring or something, but she started to use Cygwin, and somehow on her very new laptop it failed to download the releases repository, which is like 17 gigabytes, so rather large, but some very weird Git error came in the middle. So
2 minutes.
That's maybe that's something to remove from the page. And overall, my impression is that this Windows specific page is very large. It contains instructions for initial setup and how to do troubleshooting while doing bisecting, and how to do the overall process. So maybe it could be split up into smaller chunks, so whoever is already done with initial setup is no longer seeing that part, because why should they see it? Okay, next. It's the same for the general QA/bisect page, mixes setups, setup instructions, troubleshooting, how to process descriptions, and also tasks for beginners. So in this part was there was some query for the bugs in Bugzilla which are needing this sort of examination, but this part was well hidden from the casual eye, so she did not find this. But otherwise it would be a very good how do I help type of content for perhaps a separate page. And also it's sorted from oldest ones, which are the 10-year-old bugs, which was somehow reported to be needed by bisect, but no one came to do it, so it's the ugliest part of the task, so not something for beginners. How about sorting it by newest? It would be so much better, because most fresh bugs are easier to tackle, and that's good for beginners. So that's another improvement opportunity. And that's all for today. Thank you for listening.